Chapter 4. It is cool, I will send it, whether MD writes or no, and so that will be pretty. And I shall always be in conversation with MD, and MD with Presto. Pray make Parvisel pay you the £10 immediately. So I ordered him. They tell me I am grown fatter, and look better, and, on Monday, Jervis, 12, is to retouch my picture. I thought I saw Jack Temple, 13, and his wife pass by me today in their coach, but I took no notice of them. I am glad I have wholly shaken off that family. Tell the provost, 14, I have obeyed his commands to the Duke of Ormond, or let it alone, if you please. I saw Jemmy Lee, 15, just now at the coffee house, who asked after you with great kindness. He talks of going in a fortnight to Ireland. My service to the Dean, 16, and Mrs. Walls, and her Archdeacon. 17, Will Franklands, 18, wife is near bringing to bed, and I have promised to christen the child. I fancy you had my Chester letter the Tuesday after I writ. I presented Dr. Raymond to Lord Wharton, 19, a Chester. Pray let me know when Joe gets his money. 20, it is near 10, and I hate to send by the bellman. 21, MD shall have a longer letter in a week, but I send this, only to tell I am safe in London, and so farewell, etc. Letter 3. London, September 9, 1710. After seeing the Duke of Ormond, dining with Dr. Cockburn, 1, passing some part of the afternoon with Sir Matthew Dudley, 2, and Will Frankland, the rest at St. James Coffee House, I came home, and writ to the Archbishop of Dublin and MD, and am going to bed. I forgot to tell you, that I begged Will Frankland, to stand Manley's 3, friend with his father in this shaking season for places. He told me, his father was in danger to be out, that several were now soliciting for Manley's place, that he was accused of opening letters, that Sir Thomas Frankland, 4, would sacrifice everything to save himself, and in that, I fear, Manley is undone, etc. L0. Today I dined with Lord Mountjoy at Kensington, saw my mistress, Offie Butler's, 5, wife, who is grown a little charmless. I sat till 10 in the evening with Addison and Steele. Steele will certainly lose his gazetteer's place, all the world detesting his engaging in parties. 6, at 10 I went to the coffee house, hoping to find Lord Radnor, 7, whom I had not seen. He was there, and for an hour and a half we talked treason heartily against the Whigs, their baseness and ingratitude. And I am come home, rolling resentments in my mind, and framing schemes of revenge. Full of which, having written down some hints, I go to bed. I am afraid MD dined at home, because it is Sunday, and there was a little half pint of wine. For God's sake, be good girls, and all will be well. Ben Hook, 8, was with me this morning. 11. 7, morning. I am rising to go to Jervis to finish my picture, and 'tis shaving day, so good morrow MD. But don't keep me now, for I can't stay, and pray dine with the Dean, but don't lose your money. I long to hear from you, etc. 10 at night. I sat 4 hours this morning to Jervis, who has given my picture quite another turn, and now approves it entirely, but we must have the approbation of the town. If I were rich enough, I would get a copy of it, and bring it over. Mr. Addison and I dined together at his lodgings, and I sat with him part of this evening, and I am now come home to write an hour. Patrick, 9, observes, that the rabble here are much more inquisitive in politics than in Ireland. Every day we expect changes, and the Parliament to be dissolved. Lord Wharton expects every day to be out. He is working like a horse for elections. And, in short, I never saw so great a ferment among all sorts of people. I had a miserable letter from Joe last Saturday, telling me Mr. Pratt, 10, refuses payment of his money. I have told it Mr. Addison, and will to Lord Wharton, but I fear with no success. However, I will do all I can. 12. Today I presented Mr. Ford, 11, to the Duke of Ormond, and paid my first visit to Lord President 12, with whom I had much discourse, but put him always off when he began to talk of Lord Wharton in relation to me, till he urged it. Then I said, he knew I never expected anything from Lord Wharton, and that Lord Wharton knew that I understood it so. He said that he had written twice to Lord Wharton about me, who both times said nothing at all to that part of his letter. I am advised not to meddle in the affair of the first fruits, till this hurry is a little over, which still depends, and we are all in the dark. Lord President told me he expects every day to be out, and has done so these 2 months. I protest, upon my life, I am heartily weary of this town, and wish I had never stirred. 13. I went this morning to the city, to see Mr. Stratford the Hamburg merchant, my old schoolfellow. 13. But calling at Bowles 14, on Ludgate Hill, he forced me to his house at Hampstead to dinner among a great deal of ill company, among the rest Mr. Hoadley, 15, the Whig clergyman, so famous for acting the contrary part to Sacheverell. 16. But tomorrow I design again to see Stratford. I was glad, however, to be at Hampstead, where I saw Lady Lucy, 17, and Mole Stanhope. I hear very unfortunate news of Mrs. Long, 18, she and her comrade, 19, have broke up house, and she is broke for good and all, and is gone to the country. I should be extremely sorry, if this be true. 14. Today, I saw Paddy Old, 20, who heard I was in town, and I dined with Stratford at a merchant's in the city, where I drank the first Tokay wine I ever saw, and it is admirable, yet not to the degree I expected. Stratford is worth a plum, 21, and is now lending the government £40,000, yet we were educated together at the same school and university. 22, we hear the Chancellor, 23, is to be suddenly out, and Sir Simon Harcourt, 24, to succeed him. I am come early home, not caring for the coffee house. 15. Today Mr. Addison, Colonel Frayne, 25, and I went to see the Million Lottery, 26, drawn at Guildhall. The jackanapes of Bluecoat Boys gave themselves such airs in pulling out the tickets, and showed white hands open to the company, to let us see there was no cheat. We dined at a country house near Chelsea, where Mr. Addison often retires. And tonight, at the Coffee-House, we hear Sir Simon Harcourt is made Lord Keeper, so that now we expect every moment the Parliament will be dissolved. But I forgot that this letter will not go in 3 or 4 days, and that my news will be stale, which I should therefore put in the last paragraph. Shall I send this letter before I hear from M.D., or shall I keep it to lengthen? I have not yet seen Stella's mother, because I will not see Lady Gifford, but I will contrive to go there when Lady Gifford is abroad. I forgot to mark my 2 former letters, but I remember this is number 3 and I have not yet had number 1 from M.D., but I shall by Monday, which I reckon will be just a fortnight after you had my first. I am resolved to bring over a great deal of china. I loved it mightily today. 27. What shall I bring? 16. Morning. Sir John Holland, 28, controller of the household, has sent to desire my acquaintance. I have a mind to refuse him, because he is a Whig, and will, I suppose, be out among the rest, but he is a man of worth and learning. Tell me, do you like this journal way of writing? Is it not tedious and dull? Night. I dined today with a cousin, a printer, 29, where Paddy Old lodges, and then came home, after a visit or two, and it has been a very insipid day. Mrs. Long's misfortune is confirmed to me. Bailiffs were in her house. She retired to private lodgings, thence to the country, nobody knows where. Her friends leave letters at some inn, and they are carried to her, and she writes answers without dating them from any place. I swear, it grieves me to the soul. 17. Today I dined 6 miles out of town, with Will Pate, 30, the learned woolen draper. Mr. Stratford went with me. 6 miles here is nothing. We left paid after sunset, and were here before it was dark. This letter shall go on Tuesday, whether I hear from MD or no. My health continues pretty well. Pray God Stella may give me a good account of hers. And I hope you are now at trim, or soon designing it. I was disappointed tonight. The fellow gave me a letter, and I hoped to see little MD's hand, and it was only to invite me to a venison pasty today. So I lost my pasty into the bargain. Pox on these declining courtiers. Here is Mr. Bridges, 31, the Paymaster General, desiring my acquaintance. But I hear the Queen sent Lord Shrewsbury, 32, to assure him he may keep his place, and he promises me great assistance in the affair of the first fruits. Well, I must turn over this leaf tonight, though the side would hold another line. But pray consider this as a whole sheet. It holds a plague ideal, and you must be content to be weary, but I'll do so no more. Sir Simon Harker is made Attorney General, and not Lord Keeper. 18. Today I dined with Mr. Stratford at Mr. Addison's retirement near Chelsea, then came to town, got home early, and began a letter to the tailor, 33, about the corruptions of style and writing, etc., and, having not heard from you, am resolved this letter shall go tonight. Lord Wharton was sent for to town in mighty haste, by the Duke of Devonshire. 34, they have some project in hand. But it will not do, for every hour we expect a thorough revolution, and that the Parliament will be dissolved. When you see Joe, tell him Lord Wharton is too busy to mind any of his affairs, but I will get what good offices I can from Mr. Addison, and will write today to Mr. Pratt, and bid Joe not to be discouraged, for I am confident he will get the money under any government, but he must have patience. 19. I have been scribbling this morning, and I believe, shall hardly fill this side today, but send it as it is, and it is good enough for naughty girls, that won't write to a body, and to a good boy like Presto. I thought to have sent this tonight, but was kept by company, and could not, and, to say the truth, I had a little mind, to expect one post more for a letter from M.D. Yesterday at noon, died the Earl of Anglesea. 35, the great support of the Tories, so that employment of Vice Treasurer of Ireland is again vacant. We were to have been great friends, and I could hardly have a loss that could grieve me more. The Bishop of Durham, 36, died the same day. The Duke of Ormond's daughter, 37, was to visit me today at a third place by way of advance, 38, and I am to return it tomorrow. I have had a letter from Lady Berkeley, begging me for charity, to come to Berkeley Castle, for company to my lord, 39, who has been ill of a dropsy, but I cannot go, and must send my excuse tomorrow. I am told, that in a few hours there will be more removals. 20. Today I returned my visits to the Duke's daughters. 40, the insolent drabs came up to my very mouth to salute me. Then I heard the report confirmed of removals. My Lord President Somers, the Duke of Devonshire, Lord Steward, and Mr. Boyle, 41, Secretary of State, are all turned out today. I never remember such bold steps taken by a court. I am almost shocked at it, though I did not care if they were all hanged. We are astonished why the Parliament is not yet dissolved, and why they keep a matter of that importance to the last. We shall have a strange winter here, between the struggles of a cunning-provoked discarded party, and the triumphs of one in power, of both which I shall be an indifferent spectator, and return very peaceably to Ireland, when I have done my part in the affair I am entrusted with, whether it succeeds or no. Tomorrow I change my lodgings in Pall Mall for one in Berry Street, 42, where I suppose I shall continue, while I stay in London. If anything happens tomorrow, I will add it. Robin's Coffee House. 43, we have great news just now from Spain, Madrid taken, and Pamplona. I am here ever interrupted. 21. I have just received your letter, which I will not answer now. God be thanked, all things are so well. I find you have not yet had my second. I had a letter from Parvisel, who tells me he gave Mrs. Walls a bill of £20 for me, to be given to you, but you have not sent it. This night the Parliament is dissolved. Great news from Spain. King Charles and Stanhope are at Madrid, and Count Staremberg has taken Pampeluna. Farewell. This is from St. James Coffee House. I will begin my answer to your letter tonight, but not send it this week. Pray tell me whether you like this journal way of writing. I don't like your reasons for not going to Trim. Parvisel tells me he can sell your horse. Sell it, with a pox? Pray let him know that he shall sell his soul as soon. What? Sell anything that Stella loves, and may sometimes ride? It is hers, and let her do as she pleases. Pray let him know this by the first, that you know goes to Trim. Let him sell my grey, and be hanged. Letter 4. London, September 21, 1710. Here must I begin another letter, on a whole sheet, for fear saucy little MD should be angry, and think much, that the paper is too little. I had your letter this night, as told you just, and no more in my last, for this must be taken up in answering yours, Saucebox. I believe I told you, where I dined today, and tomorrow I go out of town for 2 days, to dine with the same company on Sunday. Molesworth, one, the Florence envoy, Stratford, and some others. I heard today that a gentlewoman from Lady Gifford's house had been at the coffee house to inquire for me. It was Stella's mother, I suppose. I shall send her a penny post letter, too, tomorrow, and contrive to see her without hazarding seeing Lady Gifford, which I will not do until she begs my pardon. 22. I dined today at Hampstead with Lady Lucy, etc., and when I got home found a letter from Joe, with one enclosed to Lord Wharton, which I will send to His Excellency, and second it as well as I can. But to talk of getting the Queen's order is a jest. Things are in such a combustion here, that I am advised, not to meddle yet in the affair I am upon, which concerns the clergy of a whole kingdom. And does he think anybody will trouble the Queen about Joe? We shall, I hope, get a recommendation from the Lord Lieutenant to the trustees for the linen business, and I hope that will do, and so I will write to him in a few days, and he must have patience. This is an answer to part of your letter as well as his. I lied. It is tomorrow I go to the country, and I won't answer a bit more of your letter yet. 23. Here is such a stir and bustle with this little MD of ours. I must be writing every night. I can't go to bed without a word to them. I can't put out my candle till I have bid them good night. Oh Lord, oh Lord. Well, I dined the first time today with Will Frankland and his fortune. She is not very handsome. Did I not say I would go out of town today? I hate lying abroad and clutter. I go tomorrow in Frankland's chariot, and come back at night. Lady Berkeley has invited me to Berkeley Castle, and Lady Betty Germain, 3, to Drayton in Northamptonshire, and I'll go to neither. Let me alone, I must finish my pamphlet. I have sent a long letter to Bickerstaff. 4, let the Bishop of Clare smoke, 5, if he can. Well, I'll write to the Bishop of Killala. But you might have told him how sudden and unexpected my journey was, though. Deuce take Lady S-, and if I know D-Y, he is a robin-faced fellow, not handsome, nor visibly so young as you say. She sacrifices £2,000 a year, and keeps only 600. Well, you have had all my land journey in my second letter, and so much for that. So, you have got into Presto's lodgings. Very fine, truly. We have had a fortnight of the most glorious weather on earth, and still continues. I hope you have made the best of it. Baligal, 6, will be a pure, 7, good place for air, if Mrs. Ash makes good her promise. Stella writes like an emperor. I am afraid it hurts your eyes. Take care of that, pray, pray, Mrs. Stella. Can't you do what you will with your own horse? Pray don't let that puppy Parvisel sell him. Patrick is drunk about 3 times a week, and I bear it, and he has got the better of me. But one of these days I will positively turn him off to the wide world, when none of you are by too interested for him. Stuff, how can I get her husband into the charter house? Get a into the charter house. Write constantly. Why, sir, don't I write every day, and sometimes twice a day to MD? Now I have answered all your letter, and the rest must be as it can be. Send me my bill. Tell Mrs. Brent what I say of the charter house. I think this enough for one night, and so farewell till this time tomorrow. 24. Today I dined 6 miles out of town at Will Pate's, with Stratford, Frankland, and the Molesworths, 8, and came home at night, and was weary and lazy. I can say no more now, but good night. 25. I was so lazy today, that I dined at next door, 9, and have sat at home since 6, writing to the Bishop of Clare, Dean Stern, and Mr. Manley. The last, because I am in fear for him about his place, and have sent him my opinion, what I and his other friends here think he ought to do. I hope he will take it well. My advice was, to keep as much in favor as possible with Sir Thomas Frankland, his master here. 26. Smoke how I widen the margin, by lying in bed when I write. My bed lies on the wrong side for me, so that I am forced often, to write when I am up. Manly, you must know, has had people putting in for his place already, and has been complained of for opening letters. Remember that last Sunday, September 24, 1710 was as hot as midsummer. This was written in the morning, it is now night, and presto in bed. Here's a clutter, I have gotten MD's second letter, and I must answer it here. I gave the bill to Took, and so well, I dined today with Sir John Holland the controller, and sat with him till 8, then came home, and sent my letters, and writ part of a lampoon, 10, which goes on very slow. And now I am writing to saucy MD, no wonder, indeed, good boys must write to naughty girls. I have not seen your mother yet, my penny post letter, I suppose, miscarried. I will write another. Mr. S. came to see me, and said M. was going to the country next morning with her husband, who I find, is a surly brute, so I could only desire my service to her. 27. Today all our company dined at Will Frankland's, with Steele and Addison too. This is the first rainy day, since I came to town. I cannot afford to answer your letter yet. Morgan, 11, the puppy, writ me a long letter, to desire I would recommend him for purse-bearer or secretary to the next Lord Chancellor, that would come with the next governor. I will not answer him, but beg you will say these words to his father Raymond, 12, or anybody that will tell him, that Dr. Swift has received his letter, and would be very ready to serve him, but cannot do it in what he desires, because he has no sort of interest in the persons to be applied to. These words you may write, and let Joe, or Mr. Warburton, 13, give them to him. A pox on him. However, it is by these sort of ways, that fools get preferment. I must not end yet, because I cannot say good night without losing a line, and then MD would scold. But now, good night. 28. I have the finest piece of Brazil tobacco for Dingley, that ever was born. 14. You talk of Lee. Why, he won't be in Dublin these 2 months. He. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.